In the context of Atlantic City's casinos jockeying for a greater share of a diminished market, let's look at efforts to build a new casino in Philadelphia with David Schwartz, director of the Center for Gaming Research in Las Vegas. Mr. Schwartz, thanks for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Mr. Schwartz, help us make sense of this attempt by Caesars to take over Revel in Atlantic City.
Considering the last casino they were involved with buying, they closed down, that doesn't really augur too well. You know, they already have four casinos in a market that's declined by 45%. The question is, what would they do with a fifth one? Is it the problem that they don't have enough slot machines, that they don't have enough rooms? Yeah, I don't think so. You know, clearly they'd have to sell or close one of their existing casinos. So I don't know. If I was a regulator looking to sign off on this, I would definitely want to see somebody getting some new capital in the city and some new leadership there with this casino, as opposed to just diluting the market by letting somebody who is already there buy it.
Well, one can make a case for a saturated market not only in Atlantic City, but here in Philadelphia as well, with Sugar House enduring a 5% drop in revenue last year. And certainly Sugar House executives are saying, no, there's no room for a second casino. How do we get a truer sense of who's right, who's wrong?
Well, definitely, if you look at the market as a whole, it's clearly approaching saturation or is there now. Philadelphia, their gaming market, has had pretty strong growth from 2007 to about 2011. Since then, it's really plateaued, so you don't have that same growth, and it doesn't look like it's adding the same kind of demand that it did have before. So it doesn't look like that area is really growing.
What are the factors that account for that plateau, and to what extent are they short versus long-term indicators?
Well, it comes down to the fact that you have a finite number of people who can gamble, and this finite number of people have a finite amount of money they can gamble. And if they're gambling in one casino, they're not going to be in the other. So the people who used to take bus trips and drive down to Atlantic City from the Philadelphia area are now saving themselves a lot of time and money and gambling in or in around Philadelphia. So I think that's really what it comes down to. It's a structural change. It's not related to the recession because it started before the recession and continued since the recession has lifted in other markets. So it's really just more competition.
Is it a generational change as well? Does the industry do a good job of getting younger people to consider parting with their money at gaming halls?
Yes. It's interesting that the average age of people coming to Las Vegas, which is a big gambling center, seems to be dropping. Also, there's a lot of interest in things like online poker, which are getting people more interested in casino gaming. So I think it really is adjusting.
From the city's point of view and its residents, should it matter to Philadelphians whether there is or is not a second or even third or fourth or fifth casino built?
Well, if you look at classical economics and free market, basically what would happen is you would have as many casinos open up as people were willing to invest, and then the market would decide, and the ones that didn't work would close, which would be tragic for the people working there. But, I don't know if it's in the best interest of the people of Philadelphia to decide who's going to win and who's going to lose and who gets to have access to the market. That's definitely a decision for them to make.
Mr. Schwartz, thanks for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
Thank you.
David Schwartz is director of the Center for Gaming Research in Las Vegas.